Well, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We're hours away from entering 2024 and putting 2023 into the books. In this past year, we were given, how many know, how many hours in the past year? You get an A if you can say it. 8,760. I did have to look it up, by the way. That's not in my mind. 8,760 hours were given to us in this past year. And if we make it through 2024, by God's grace, we will have been given the same. So, I had to ask myself, what's wrong? What'd I do? Oh. Sorry. Well, close enough, right? So whatever we are given in this coming year, I had to ask myself, for the past year, how did I use those moments God has given? And what about this coming year? What are my thoughts toward that? I'm not the only one that's ever thought of this. Moses, in his prayer in Psalm 90, verse 12, said this, "Teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." Our days are numbered, right? God has set a moment for us. Every believer, he has a date of birth. He has a date of graduation. He's set that time when we'll step into glory. And we must make the most of it. If that's going to happen, if we're going to respond as we should, we'll have to keep in mind what the Spirit has laid out for us in this text. Our minds need to be focused on that which will last forever, that which will span the time of eternity. You know, it might not be something that we readily would admit, but we naturally tend to think of ourselves in the here and now. We see what we see, right? I mean, what's around us is what's around us. But most of us, what we see, what is visible here and now, is only temporary. It's not eternal. And that's why the Lord speaks concerning the eternal, the mindset that is heavenward. And I want to say to you, if our lives are going to be focused on the eternal and driven by that reality, we must first of all take note of our identity. Look at verse 1, chapter 3. "Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." We are raised up with him. Look at verse 3 as well. "For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Paul isn't questioning if they belong to Christ. In the New American Standard, it says, "Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ." He's not questioning whether that's true. The NIV really states it well. It says, since you've been raised up with Christ. As such, we are in Christ. We belong to him through faith. We share his life. And this first part, verses 1 and 3, are just vital to thinking, to our thinking and what we ought to be focused on as we move forward. We're in Christ. We share his life. He is in us. He is life. 1 John 5:12, "He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life." He is our life. Christ died for us. There's substitution. We died for him. That's identification. Christ not only died for our sin, bearing the penalty of our sin, but his death broke the power of that sin in the life of a believer. We have the ability, brothers and sisters, to say no to sin because we're in him through the work of the Holy Spirit. There's a sense that we died with Christ. We rose with him as well. According to verse 3, because of this, we can have victory over the old man. Look at verse 3 again. "You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So just a couple of things I want to remind you of as believers. Just some truths about our identity. Hebrews 7:25. "Because we know Christ, therefore he's able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for us." In Christ, we're blessed to have the Lord Jesus make intercession for us. I've often thought of this. I think there are times when people, you know, when we may not know or people don't pray for us. But you know what? We have a Savior who intercedes for us. I find that incredible. Hebrews 4:15. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He knows us in and out. That's the beauty of being in Christ. We have a Savior who we can identify with and who fully identifies with us because of His humanness, the God-man. I love that about the Lord Jesus. This is my identity. I have Christ. I'm in Him. And I have a Savior who knows me in and out, who understands my temptations, who understands my difficulties, who understands my weaknesses. I find that to be so encouraging. Hebrews 2:18, for since He Himself was tempted in that which He suffered, He's able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. Again, same kind of thought. Now, a death took place. You've died, verse 3, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. A death took place, and I don't have time to run back there, but Romans 6 through 8 really explains this well. Our identity is in Christ. He took my sin. When He died, there's a sense I died. When He rose again, there's a sense that I rose again. I'm in Him. And therefore, I have power in this life here and now to live as I ought to live. And you know, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How wonderful. We are dead to sin, dead to the world system. The world may not be able to comprehend who you and I are in Christ, but we can know who we are. And I'm not sure we grasp all of it, but it says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with Him. We're in Him. We're so identified with Him. This is really, really important. As you walk through your life, to understand, you know, I don't have to give in to the old way of life. I have power within, I have the Holy Spirit within me. I died with Christ, I've risen with Christ, I'm a new creation. And we are partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4, for by these He's granted to us His precious, magnificent promises that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. What a relationship we have with God. And there's more. God presently sees us seated in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2:6. You know, here you are in this auditorium. You are seated in a pew. But God sees you more than that. Ephesians 2:6, He raised us up with Him and seated us, that's with Christ, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is such a profound truth that God sees you and I already there, next to the Lord, right there in heaven. Similar truths are in the 19th verse of that same chapter. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. And are of God's household. How beautiful. How beautiful. All those saints that are gone before us, you know, we're one family in heaven and on earth. We are fellow saints, great men and women of the past. Citizens of heaven, Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven. You know, to close our eyes in death here is to really enter in, to realize fully these truths. But I want to start with our identity. If we're going to be moving through this next year, if we're going to have the right focus, we really need to understand who we are in Christ. Now, maybe you're here today, and that seems awful foreign to you. God has arms wide open for anyone to place their faith in Jesus Christ, to be released from their sin debt, which separates them. The wages of sin is death, and He's there with arms wide open, offering you the gift of eternal life, and you can, through faith, take that and become new in Him. Well, we're raised up with Him, and as such, we're to seek the things that are above. So this is who we are. This is who we are. And so, being that that's so, look at verse 1 again. Therefore, if you've been raised up, or since you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are to seek the things above. Keep seeking. That's present tense. It indicates continual action. If you would ask the question, okay, in 2024, what should my focus be on? Where should my heart be? Well, it would be continually seeking the things that are above. That's what the Word of God says here. We cannot live as if this world is all that matters. And there's tension there, right? I mean, we're in this world. We're not of this world, but we are in it. And we see what we see. But listen, the unseen, that which is eternal, that's where our pursuit needs to be. This call on our lives doesn't mean we stop doing life. And you're going to really miss, I think, this message if you think that way. It means that we start doing life with the Lord in everything we put our hands to, our words, our actions, focused on that which is eternal. I believe God wants Christians in every place in this society, in the political sphere and workplaces, all over the place. And God has gifted each of you in different ways, and you have different places He set you. This doesn't mean I'm going to throw that away and go be a missionary. Well, that might be what God calls you to. This means that whatever I put my hands to today, I'm looking at this as serving the Lord. We're to keep seeking the things above. It's about striving to honor the Lord in the mundane, in the boring. In my job, in my workplace, at my school, at wherever I might be. Warren Wiersbe speaks with great insight here. It means that the practical everyday affairs of life get their direction from Christ in heaven. It means further that we look at earth from heaven's point of view. I think he says it well. I heard someone say this past week. Live this life for the next. Live this life for the next. Oh, they said it well. Great insight. Colossians 3:17 says this, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanks through him to God the Father. Do you know you can do dishes to the glory of God? Men, do you know you can do dishes to the glory of God? I saw somebody shake their head. No. You can. You can. You can change a diaper to the glory of God. I think you guys can. I'm not sure I can. But you can clean a toilet. You can change a tire. You can help a neighbor. You can be kind to a fast food worker who messed your order up to the glory of God. Respond to others in grace. Do your job as if Jesus were standing right next to you. Because I want you to know He is. He really is. Colossians 3:22-24. Slaves, in all things obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of the heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Christians should be the best employees in the world. Christian business owners should be the best employers in the world. I tell you, it's been some years ago, probably 15 or so, just struggling with some things. The last part of this verse set me free. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. It's the Lord whom you serve. What would look different in your workplace, in your day, if you took this to heart? If I took this to heart, thinking, you know what? It's from the Lord. I'm going to receive the reward. I'm laboring for Him. I'm serving Him. My job, yeah, I'm laboring to please the one who I'm working for, but yet there's a greater thing here. It's the Lord Jesus who I'm laboring for. It's the Lord Christ whom you serve. That's what Paul's saying here. By the way, that's out of this chapter, toward the end of the chapter. He's saying, look, when you go through your day, bring the Lord into it. Bring the Lord into it. Our identity is so important because it really falls into who we seek to please. Look at the opportunity as well in verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on the earth. If we were to ask the question, what does this continuous seeking look like? Well, here it is. It's really, again, back to where our focus should be. It involves one's thinking, because that thinking then is played out. Set your mind here has the idea to think or to have a certain mindset. A.T. Robertson, an eminent Greek New Testament scholar, translates this, keep on thinking about. It's the continuous thought process of striving to take advantage of every opportunity to glorify God. A little literal translation would read, habitually set your mind, your attention on things above. Just like keep seeking. The battle is an inner one in which we are seeking and setting our minds on whatever role God would have us in to please Him in that role. The battle, again, is an inner, it's an inner one. But we need to look to set our minds on things above. Just like keep seeking, set your minds. And I believe this battle is an ongoing one until we're present with the Lord. Why? Because we're sinners. And we are often self-focused. Of whatever hours that God gives us, whatever days God gives us in this coming year, whatever we set our hands to, the lens we should be looking through is this. How can I please God in this? How can I make a difference in someone else's life here? This isn't about me. It's not about me. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal. Again, that's the battle. That's the battle. I've done a ton of funerals in my lifetime. I'll do probably many more. You know what matters? It isn't the vehicle you drive. It isn't the house that you own. It isn't what you have invested in and what your financial portfolio has. None of that matters. What matters is a person's walk with the Lord. What matters is how I used my days that God had given me to invest in people, in that which is eternal, in souls, in the Word, and in prayer. That's what matters. That's where our focus should be. When I was just out of high school, there was a time in my life when I was especially singular focused on things on the earth. I lived downstate. And the job I had was usually December, January, February, part of March. I would be laid off in those winter months. There was world-class steelhead fishing right next to us. And I love the outdoors. I love to be outside. Put me in the woods, put me by a river, whatever. I just love that. But I would fish every day but Sunday. Every day but Sunday. And some of you are fishing. I kept a log. I caught 320-some steelhead that winter. I was a bit out of balance. What do you do with 325 steelhead that weigh approximately 8 pounds apiece? Give a lot of them away. Now, it's certain that we can do any activity to the glory of the Lord, but I was singularly focused. I remember in high school, sitting in a pew, pastors preaching away. I love sports, especially basketball. I played some basketball games. I walked through the whole game right in my pew. Focus totally off. Now, by the way, I love these athletes that they take the opportunity that they have, professional sports, where they have a platform and can say, you know what, glory to God, glory to God. So there is a balance that you need there. I've been out of balance. Still struggle with that at times. Our focus needs to be on that which is eternal. That's what Jesus said. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. This is Matthew 6:19-21. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That's what he says. I mean, that's about as straight out there as it gets, isn't it? I mean, we're not wondering. Store up in heaven where neither moth or rust destroys, where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And lastly, our mindset should be on things above, because look at verse 4. There's eternity. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. When Christ is revealed, you know, there's not an if here, only a when. This was not a pipe dream for the first century Christians, but a certain expectation that grew stronger every day. Charles Ryrie, I love his notes. He speaks to this as a second coming. I'm not sure that that's the case. It could be the rapture. And boy, 2024, wouldn't it be awesome to have a meeting in the air with all believers? Boom, we're gone. The rapture occurs. I was thinking today, it'd be awesome if it was today. I don't know if it will be. Sure be great if it was 2024. But he is coming. It's going to happen. That's what Paul is saying. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. What a great expectation. Why would we not live for eternity rather than this vapor? And you know what the vapor is, right? It's our lives. It's the days we have. James 4:14, yet do you not know what your life will be tomorrow? You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. We have a boiler in this church, and often the vapor from that boiler, matter of fact, there's a little coming up right now out that window. And some of you can't see it because it's just going a little ways and it's gone. I can see it from here. That's life. Wow. It flies by. Most of us, especially those of us who are older, will spend more time and effort preparing for our retirement, which will last for a few short years, rather than eternity, which is immeasurably and incomprehensibly longer. Heaven and all it entails is set before the follower of Christ. This is why we're to set our mind on things above. There's that which is temporal and that which is eternal. The Word of God, souls, treasure in heaven, those things are eternal. I wondered about this. If you knew that at this time next week Jesus was going to show up visibly in your home to go over your life, how would you live this week? Would you live this week for that day? I'll bet you would. I would. If I knew he was going to show up in my place visibly and take a look at my life, I'll be pretty busy this week. Would you make adjustments? Would I make adjustments? Would things change in the way I'm thinking about life? Here's the thing. One day there will be a last week in our lives. None of us know when that'll take place. So wouldn't it make sense that if we haven't been thinking about that day we step into eternity, that day we meet Jesus, that we would start to think about that? Would it not benefit our lives, our friends' lives, our family, our community, this body of believers, seeing things from heaven's perspective? Oh, it would. It certainly would. And you notice here in verse 4, you may not see it right away, but if you look close, you'll see it. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Finally, for the believer, glory. Glory, our heavenly home. No more pain, amen. No more dying, amen. No more sickness, no more funerals. We'll hear those words, behold, I can't wait. Behold, I make all things new. We're forever with him. We will be right there with him. We're going to show up in his presence. We'll have to be thinking about that day often. by seeking the things that are above and setting our minds on that which is eternal. I had asked myself, is there any place in Scripture where we really have this lived out and where you could see it in black and white? And there is. 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, this is Paul's last letter. He's lived his life. He's kind of going through it. This is what he says, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. Paul saw his life as a drink offering. He's just being poured out on the altar of serving Jesus Christ. It wasn't in his hands, it was in the Lord's hands. I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure has come. I love what he says here. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. That is someone focused on the things above. You and I will be there one day. One day will be our last day. And we need to prepare now for that day. I fought the good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. By the way, I think it's worth noting the Christian life. Man, sometimes it's wrestling. Sometimes it's taking one in the chin, elbow to the face. It's spiritual warfare. That's what it is. Paul says, I fought, I've finished, I've kept the faith. Now look what he says. In the future, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul's saying, this isn't just me. This is for every believer who loves the Lord, who labors for his name. My prayer for you guys is that you will be rewarded greatly on that day. But listen, you'll miss it if you just focus on the here and now, on myself, what I can get, rather than giving myself over to the Lord. And saying, use me, I'm imperfect, take me, I'm willing. I want to keep my eyes focused on that which is eternal. Here's my closing thought. Pretty simple. Live life in view of eternity. That's it. Live it for the glory of the Lord. Live it for that day. I want to close in prayer and give a benediction from Hebrews 13. I also am going to stay up front if you need prayer, if you have some questions, perhaps God stirred your heart, you just need somebody to talk to, I'm going to be right here. I want to read this, Hebrews 13, 20 through 21. Now the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord equipped you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Loving Father, I submit myself and these folks to you, those that are listening. We're hours away from stepping into a new year. And Father, I love that thought. Another opportunity, another chance. If you would grant that, we would be thankful. And I pray, Father, that you'll help us. We see the here and now. We're chasing things at times on this earth that have no eternal value at all. Help in whatever we're doing, in word or deed, to do it for your glory and be used of you to make a difference in someone's life, to influence them to faith in Jesus Christ. Bless your people now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.